This is the parallax for Saturday, February 28, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a major escalation in the Middle East. President Trump announced early Saturday that U.S. and Israeli forces have launched what he called major combat operations against Iran, targeting military installations across the country, including Tehran. Explosions were reported in multiple Iranian cities, with air raid sirens sounding across Israel. Trump stated the objective was to eliminate imminent threats from the Iranian regime and its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities. Iran's government has pledged to retaliate, raising the risk of broader regional conflict. How the coverage breaks down. Al Jazeera and BBC both report the joint U.S.-Israeli military operation, with explosions confirmed in Tehran. While the BBC notes that Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz characterized the strikes as preemptive. NPR focuses on the immediate military scope, explosions across Iran and air raid warnings in Israel. Washington Examiner emphasizes the preemptive framing by Israeli officials. Axios adds that Trump's stated aim includes destroying Iran's military capabilities and fostering regime change. Together, the outlets confirm the basic facts while differing on whether the emphasis should be on Trump's language around imminent threats or the broader strategic objective of military transformation in Iran. Turning to South Asia, tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have escalated dramatically toward open conflict. Pakistan's military conducted strikes against Taliban-held areas this week, with Pakistan's defense minister stating the country is now in open war with its neighbor. This follows months of escalating clashes, with drone strikes and artillery fire reported near their shared border. Afghanistan and Pakistan have blamed each other for initiating the violence, while the UN chief expressed concern that civilians were being impacted by the military exchanges. The coverage here reveals different regional angles. Al Jazeera reports Pakistan saying there will be no dialogue with Afghanistan, noting a drone strike hit a mosque in Banu near the border, injuring at least 5 people. BBC reports that Pakistan's defense minister said the country is in open war after the strikes, noting this follows months of clashes despite an October ceasefire agreement. Bloomberg frames this as a broader geopolitical story, highlighting how economic superpowers are vying for influence in a region edging closer to all-out war. The framing differs on whether this is primarily a bilateral conflict or a proxy battleground for larger powers. In related news from the media world, Paramount Skydance has completed its $110 billion acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery, creating a massive media conglomerate after Netflix withdrew from the bidding war. The deal combines major film studios, streaming services, and television properties, including CNN, under control of the wealthy Ellison family. The acquisition still faces regulatory review and has drawn criticism about media consolidation and a potential rightward shift given the Ellison family's political leanings. CNN staff have expressed anxiety about the change in ownership. Coverage varies significantly on the implications. The Guardian leads with concerns about media consolidation and a rightward tilt. NPR focuses on the structural merger of film studios, streamers, and television properties under Ellison family control. Bloomberg emphasizes the financial complexity, an unusual combination of investment-grade and junk-rated debt, with Wall Street banks raising $57.5 billion for the acquisition. Washington Examiner simply reports the completion of the deal after Netflix's withdrawal. The outlets are reporting the same event but highlighting different concerns: consolidation and political ideology versus corporate structure versus financial engineering. Meanwhile, in Washington, former President Bill Clinton testified before the House Oversight Committee in a historic 6-hour deposition, the first time a former president was compelled to testify before Congress under subpoena. Clinton stated he had no idea about Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and did nothing wrong in his relationship with the convicted sex trafficker. He said he would never have flown on Epstein's plane if he had any inkling of criminal activity, and said he didn't recognize a woman pictured in an infamous hot tub photo. The partisan divide in coverage is notable. The Guardian and BBC report Clinton's denials straightforwardly, with the BBC including Clinton's statement that he would never have flown on the plane if he'd known. NPR emphasizes Clinton's testimony that he saw no signs of sexual abuse. That's the Parallax for Saturday, February 28th. Thanks for listening.